It's 6 minutes past seven. Let's go to John S. Doyle for a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
"This is not justice," says the lead headline on the Irish Sun. "It should have been murder charge," says the Irish Daily Mirror headline. "Now rot in jail," says the Irish Daily Star. "No justice," says the Irish Examiner. The headlines are taken from the comments of the family of Kia McCann after a man was jailed for 7 years for dangerous driving, killing her and her friend Dilawa Mohammed in July 2023. Monaghan Circuit Criminal Court heard that Anthony McGinn, aged 51, a friend of the McCann family, was driving the two girls to their Debs ball, and that he ignored the pleas of two frightened young passengers, Dilawa's sister and a young man, to desist from speeding as he drove at 151 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone. The car crashed into a tree and Kia and Dilawa were killed. The headline over the Irish Times front page photograph of Kia's mother, Teresa McCann, quotes her as saying, "My child's life is gone and never coming back." The Times leads with a report on the terrace of five Victorian cottages by the Grand Canal in Dublin, which partially collapsed on Monday. The cottages close to Ranelagh Road had become heavily overgrown with moss and ivy and had been on Dublin City Council's derelict site register since June 2023. Olivia Kelly reports that just after 8 o'clock on Monday morning, the roof of one of the five cottages collapsed, propelling the front wall out into the path and road, narrowly missing a cyclist and a pedestrian who was walking with a dog. Kelly says that the Construction Industry Federation, which owns the terrace of cottages, has failed to pay more than €140,000 in derelict site levies, despite being in line for a €23 million windfall from the sale of the surrounding site. She notes that the derelict site was until recently covered by a banner advertising the Federation's construction safety campaign. The competition watchdog is carrying out an investigation into the bookmaking industry. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Independent. Ellen Coyne writes that part of the probe by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is understood to relate to possible price fixing. Excuse me. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the Taoiseach has sharply criticised local authorities for seeking up to €60,000 to prepare vacant homes to be re-let as the country grapples with the housing crisis. More housing in the Examiner. In an analysis piece, Theo MacDonald writes that over 12,000 beds in Dublin's council housing were empty in 2018, with multiple bed homes occupied by one person. This has barely changed, he says. If the housing crisis is to be ameliorated, policymakers must restore local councils as central players in housing provision. There are similar sentiments expressed in The Times by Lorcan Sir, a lecturer in housing at TU Dublin. He says that local authorities need to return to doing what they did well, even in the harshest of times: build houses.
John S. Doyle at 10 minutes past seven.